In today's liturgy, we receive this great revelation of the nature of the Word incarnate. He is the Good Shepherd. Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd because the incarnation. Actually, it is beyond any understanding that God wanted to become true men, to dwell among us, to talk to us, to teach us. But which is amazing, amazing, the way that He decided to save us. Nobody could go to heaven before the Messiah, before the work of redemption. Heaven was closed for everyone. Nevertheless, God the Father, in His mercy and love, He decided, He decreed the incarnation of His only begotten Son. The incarnation makes Jesus Christ the Good Shepherd. God is good because His goodness we can see in this tremendous mystery of His incarnation. This is the union between the divinity and human nature, which is called in theology hypostatic union, substantial union. And this is forever, forever and ever. God, you know, decided that His only begotten Son receive a kingdom, but being true man. And this union, obviously, is for all eternity. Why human being has been raised to such dignity? Human being is in the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. So, Jesus is really the Good Shepherd. Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd by His mission. St. Peter said in today's epistle, who His own self bore our sins in His body upon the tree. In liturgy, we sing during Good Friday. You may remember Good Friday, this hymn. Ecce crucem Domine fugite partes adversas, vici leo de tribu Judea, radis labi, alleluia. Behold the cross of the Lord, fly all hassle powers. The lion of the tribe of Judah, root of David, has conquered. Alleluia. So Jesus Christ is our victory. He becomes a good shepherd because He rescued us from the slavery of Satan. And we believe that. This is our faith. Jesus Christ, by becoming head of the church, becomes the good shepherd. And there is something very, very interesting here. What Jesus said to all those who believe in Him. And behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. And behold, I am with you all days. So every day. Not only, you know, by His teaching through the infallible magisterium of the church. Not only because He provides the sacrament, but He is with each of us all days, every day, in everywhere we are. He is with us. This is the revelation, and we believe in that. This is our faith. I believe. I believe that Jesus is truly risen, and even though my physical eyes cannot see Him, well, I know by faith that He is here. You know, consider yourself all blind. This is a blind community for blind people. And you know that Jesus physically is there in the middle of you. You know that He is there, even though you cannot see Him. But you know, we have faith, and faith that He is really with us. This is something really, really beautiful. And behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. So, Jesus is today here with us. Not only in the Holy Sacrament, in the Holy Eucharist, but He is also with you. More, actually, in your soul. St. Paul the Apostle, in his epistle to the Corinthians, he says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency may be of the power of God and not of us. In all things we suffer tribulation, but are not distressed. We are straitened, but are not destitute. We suffer persecution, but are not forsaken. We are cast down, but we perish not, because Jesus is with us. I will be with you every day, helping you as a good shepherd." So we are under the loving care of Christ. And another thing very interesting in today's liturgy, Jesus Christ says, "I know mine, and mine know me." I know mine. So He knows very well each of us. He knows that we are weak, but He knows also that we really believe in Him. He knows, you know, how much we suffer every day. He knows our tribulation and temptation. He knows our work. He knows how much tired sometimes we are. He knows sometimes when we are sad. He knows that. But remember, He is our consolation. Just, you know, I really forget my sermon now, forget it, but keep this in mind. I am with you all days, and remember that even if we are suffering tribulation, but we are not distressed. If we are suffering persecution, but remember, we are not forsaken. Jesus Christ is God Himself. He never forsakes us. Never. He's with us. Faith is very important. He knows us. And also another thing very interesting in today's gospel is that Jesus Christ says, "And they know me." And this is the knowledge that comes from faith. Actually, Jesus Christ makes us able to believe in Him. I believe in Jesus Christ because He makes me believe in Him through the Holy Ghost. That's why it's very important, faith. You know, when Jesus, to prove that He is risen from the dead, He appeared to many people. In one occasion, to 200 people. But even the apparition seems to be, you know, distant from us. But Jesus Christ said before He has ascended into heaven, "It is expedient for you that I go to the Father in order to send the Advocate, the Holy Ghost. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, we are going to you, making our daily dwelling in your soul." So Jesus Christ dwells in our soul through the Holy Ghost. So this is very important in our spiritual life. So Actually, you know, there is no excuse to be sad, no excuse to be impatient when Jesus Christ is with us. So remember, Jesus Christ is in everywhere that we may be, and Jesus Christ knows how we are doing. Just remember Him. So He wants to be known by faith in this life. In the other life, obviously, we are going to see Him face to face. And I have no doubt that you will run to hug Him. Why not? He had the children. He was true man, human too. Nevertheless, He acted as a human like us. So this is our consolation, our faith and hope. So let us be faithful to the shepherd, to the bishop of our soul. He is not only the head of the church. He is the one that is taking care every moment of our life. You go to sleep, He is awake. You know, He is with you. That's why it's very important to have faith. Actually, St. John the Apostle says that our victory is our faith. Our faith that Jesus is really the Son of God, who suffered for us, who died on the cross, but He is risen in order to be with us. Until when? Until the consummation of the world. So, let us believe in Jesus Christ and remember, we are not alone. We are not forsaken by God because He is the first one that wants to be with us. Desiderio desideravi manducare esta Pascua vobiscum. With a great desire, I desire to eat this Pascua with you. And this is actually His entrance in our soul through the grace of God. And this is our dignity right now. To have a Jesus as our head and king, as our good shepherd and bishop of our souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.